Good evening. The time is 8 p.m.
QST, calling all radio amateurs. This is KLFARZKY, activating the Far-Tier Amateur Radio Association General Service Net. This net is held weekly on Wednesday at 8 p.m. local time on the 147.165 MHz W4VA repeater in Warrenton, Virginia. This fire net VHF repeater is owned and operated by the Far-Tier Amateur Radio Association and uses 167.9 Hz sub-audible tone for access. If members or other listeners would like to have further information, please see our website, w4va.org, or send a note to Fairnet at w4va.org. This purpose of the net is to provide a forum for technical discussions and Q&A regarding technical topics such as equipment, hardware, computer software, antennas, operating procedures, and other similar information related to a radio light. I'll hand this back over to my dad to handle the announcements and check-ins. K4ZKY.
So this is K4BOX. I guess first up we'll call for any announcements that anybody may have. Okay, nothing heard. Do we have any topics for tonight's net? Anybody want to chime in with a topic?
W4RKU.
Hey, Kevin, W4RKU, what do you have?
Well, I just got off the phone, and I missed the announcement part. Next week we're having a club meeting, October 6th, so it's an odd date for us. And so I just wanted to make sure everybody was aware of that again. October 6th at the PATH Foundation or online. And the information can be found on the website. And we're still sorting out the Vent Hill Station for this weekend. It's not going to be we're not going to be setting up there because of the weather forecast. So we're scrambling to get things worked out there. So that's all I have. I'll turn it back over to you. W4BOX, K4BOX, W4RKU.
Okay. Awesome. Thanks, Kevin, for the announcement. And I guess at this point, we'll start taking check-ins.
K1HTV.
This is Kilo Oscar 4, Whiskey Yankee X-Ray.
This is W4 Victor Fox Whiskey.
This is Kilo Oscar 4, Victor November Zulu.
This is Kilo November 4, Sierra Papa Lima. No comment tonight.
WP7RAV, no comment.
Whiskey 8, Bravo Tango.
Okay, let's hold it right there. I have K1HTV, KO4, WYX, unfortunately I'm having trouble reading my own handwriting, W4VFW, KO4VNZ, KN4STL, no comment, and then I totally missed that last call sign, W something, and then W8BT. So the W station, please come back with your call.
Whiskey Bravo 7, Romeo Alpha Victor, comment.
Roger. Whiskey Bravo 7, Romeo Alpha Victor. Thank you very much. Any further check-ins?
79BV.
KO4, November Mike Charlie Mobile, no comment.
We've got two more check-ins, N79BV and KO4NMC, no comment. If there's anybody else, we'll just do one more quick check, and then we'll get into comments. All right. So let's take it from the top with Kevin, the before RKU. What do you have for us tonight, Kevin?
Not a whole lot. I was intrigued by the NFED presentation of QSO today, so I've been looking into some things. I did my CWT today, but I had to kind of end it a little early because I had to pick up my great niece from flute lessons. And so I plan on doing it tonight. But other than that, doing. I was actually done a lot behind the scenes, getting stuff ready for the website. Nothing on the visible, but in the background. So that's all I have, and I'll turn it over to you, back to you, K4BOX34RKU.
Awesome. Thanks, Kevin. Next up is Rich, K1HTV.
Thank you. Thank you to you and to Oscar for running the net. This is K1HTV in Amosville. Let's see. I'm at 10 meters right now. It's open to Australia. I worked at a couple Australian stations, four of them so far. So the band is open to the Pacific, New Zealand. Good to see 10 meters open. Solar flux has been steady at 135 for like 4 days in a row. Very unusual, the same. See, the sun's so stable with the same solar flux. Although there was, the K-index did pop up at a G2 magnetic storm yesterday, which I think surprised most folks. But things are stabilizing again. Kevin, I sent you a copy of the proposed scheduling worksheet. The sheet I'm talking about is this weekend, since we're not operating up at the Cold War Museum, need some way of scheduling the operators for the period of 04 Zulu to 04 Zulu, Friday night, Saturday through Monday Zulu, which is really midnight, Saturday, early Saturday morning through the end of midnight on Sunday night. That's a 48-hour period. I sent along a copy of something that we use in the 13 colonies to schedule operators. Basically, it's an Excel spreadsheet, which is available if somebody can upload it to the Google Docs. Anybody interested in operating, just simply click on the URL, fill in the call sign of their for the band and hours. There are 2 hour slots, so fill in the band and mode, either CW or sideband, for the various possibilities of operating possibilities they're interested in. Up to the boards, they want to go that way, send a copy to Kevin, and hopefully we'll be able to schedule them. Since there's so many band slots, and there's talk about possibly the Heritage Hunt also assisting in filling out some of the band slots, since we're doing the operating from home. The thought is, after the slots are filled up with club members and local members, that if there are any other open ones, we'd request the PVRC to help, especially on the CW slots. Those are not that many filled in, so that's up to the board. So I've sent the copy of the spreadsheet for consideration, and we'll see if it flies. Back to Night Control. This is K1HTV.
Hey, thanks, Rich. This is K4BOX. Next up, we have KO4WYX.
This is KO4WYX. Not a lot going on this week. I finished painting my new shack after all the electrical's done, and I actually got all of my equipment put back into it today, so it's an operational shack. There's still some minor things I'm going to do, like put a door on it. But overall, that's what I've been focusing on, is getting my play space, as my girlfriend likes to call it, set up. And so that's all squared away, so I can start getting back on the radio and playing on the nets. That's all I got for today. This is KO4WIX. Back to net.
Awesome. Thank you for that. Next up is W4VFW. Robert.
Good evening, and thanks for running the net. Thanks for picking me up. I had a rough day. I buried my wife this afternoon, and I got to tell you, ham radio is really going to come in handy. Unfortunately, I've had to neglect it for a while, but I'm back in the saddle again, and actually, I'm relaxing tonight. We're watching, my best friend from Louisville is here, and we're watching a movie that not only came out this week, but it's on Amazon. So that's kind of nice to see a first-run movie tonight. And it's a Western. And both of us had wives that didn't like Westerns. So that's what we're watching. Other than that, some of you know I was at Vent Hill Farm in 1971 when I ATS'd out of there at Fort Meade, Maryland. That's all I've got. God bless everybody on the net. And back to you, K4BOX. W4VFW.
W4VFW, K4BOX. Hey, I'm very sorry to hear about your wife, and I'm glad to hear that you have a friend with you tonight to spend some time with you. So, again, I'm very sorry. Next up is KO4VNZ.
K4VOX, this is KO4VNZ. It's kind of disappointing to hear about the Cold War Museum. That was my big rush to get my general was to work that. But since I don't have a whole lot of HF equipment, I'm not sure where all I'll end up. Rich did offer to let me do some work at his house on Saturday, but I'm not sure exactly how that's going to fit in, because it also turns out that I have out-of-town visitors. They came in tonight, and they'll be here through most of the weekend. On another note, let me catch another nickel. The Great Pumpkin Ride, I am coordinating that, and I'm hoping that at the October 6th meeting, we can go over, review, and set up how we plan to do that. I have been in contact with the people that are running the ride, and I invited one of them to come to our meeting. I don't know if she will come or not. If she does come, she has other things that night, and I would ask the board and the meeting to let her, let me introduce her first in our business on that night. Let's see what else. I guess that's about all I got to say. So this is KO4. Oh, I know what I was going to say. It was great hearing Oscar start off the net tonight. Good work, Oscar. This is KO4, DNZ, back to net.
Hey, thanks for that, Chuck. And it's awesome to hear you're running the Great Pumpkin Ride. I actually participated in that for the first time last year, and I had a great time. It was a lot of fun. It was awesome to kind of help the riders and just kind of participate in the whole event. So I'm hoping to participate again this year. And I highly recommend anyone out there who's listening to participate as well. It's a lot of fun. So this is K4BOX. Next up was Bob, but he's no comment, K4SBL. Hi, Bob. Bye, Bob. And then the next up is WB7RAZ.
WB7RAZ. I have no comments tonight. Back to that.
Awesome. Thank you for that. And sorry for messing up your call sign. I got it right the last time there. WB7RAZ. Next up is Travis, W8BT.
Hey, good evening, Garth and all in the net. This is W8BT. I don't have too much tonight. I just wanted to chime in and say I think Oscar did a great job doing the preamble for the net there. But I just kind of been watching the hurricane a little bit today and trying to make sure most of my I'm sad to say I'm only 44, but I already have a lot of friends living in Florida, so I don't know. Just making sure most of them were safe, and I think most of them are. But anyway, and Bob, sorry to hear about your wife, and glad you're doing something she wouldn't approve of, or Rob, something she wouldn't approve of. Anyway, back to net. This is W8BT.
Hey, thanks for that, Travis. And yeah, I've been keeping an eye on Florida as well. I know some people down there, and it looks like it's going to be, or I guess it already has been at this point, a heck of a storm. Next up is N7IVV.
Good evening, everybody. N7IVV here. Speaking of storms, it's always interesting to watch hurricanes. That's one of those things where you can almost give the Weather Service or NOAA whatever a break because, you know, originally, a few days ago it was going to come up through the Gulf and now it's across Florida and now it's going right across through Titusville, which of course is why I've been watching it. You know, they rolled the Space Launch System moon rocket back to the vehicle assembly building, and I was thinking, well, that's premature, but then the hurricane track changed. It's like, okay, well, I'll give them credit for being smart there. Anyway, as far as ham radio goes, about the only noteworthy thing that I've got going on is I actually got on a couple days ago and decided that I needed to break brush up on my CW. Brush up is the wrong word, but all I was doing was just copying the code transmission off W1AW, which they do pretty much every day, five or six times a day, and was actually pleased that I was able to do 10 words a minute, which is, you know, not breaking any records, but after having been away from it for years, I thought that was doing okay. 10 words a minute solid, but then, you know, I was still able to do some others as I progressed there. As far as the Cold War Museum event, yeah, it's kind of fallen apart a little bit because of the change in venue, and so we're trying to pull things together and allow folks to work from home and kind of expand to the operational hours, but I'm torn because I don't want to overcomplicate it all of a sudden here at the last hour, almost literally. So even though we're going to operate for the full period, it's not like we're running a contest. We don't have to have all the slots available. It would be nice to make the contacts, especially nice to do CW in observance of the fact that that's a lot of what that listening post did back then. But like I say, I don't want us to overcomplicate too much. So, but we would like everybody to participate as much as they can. So we'll get more details out in the next day or two, of course, before we get started. We are expecting a whole lot of rain, though, probably 3 inches or better over the course of the next few days. They're even pushing the rain forecast heavily into Monday, starting earlier on Friday and going into Monday. So, but not a lot of wind, so that's a good thing for us with antennas. And especially those of us with antennas back in the trees, hopefully things won't come down and do much damage, and all will be well across the board. Back to you, N7IBB.
Awesome. Thanks for that, Brad. This is K4BOX. Next up was KO4NMC, no comment, and then Oscar wanted to chime in with his radio, so I'm going to turn down my volume real quick, and he can chime in.
KO4ZKY, no comment.
Awesome, and I think that concludes our list. I'll just give my comment real quick. I have been working on the CW Academy course and having a great time doing it, the beginner's level course. But I'm starting to learn CW, and it's going really well, and I've been really enjoying it. And if anybody's interested in learning CW, I highly recommend it. I've probably been going for about a month now, and it's been really great. So yeah. That's it, and this is K4BOX. Let me pull back up my script here real quick. So this is K4BOX for the FARNET. Thanks, everyone, for joining us tonight. If members or other listeners would like further information, please see our website at w4va.org or send us a note to farinet@w4va.org. Feel free to continue discussions on this repeater. If you would like to make contacts via the UHF repeater or on HF, call now to see who may be interested in scheduling QSO. So thank you, and have a good evening. 73.
KY4OP.
KY4OP, K1HTV.
K1HTV, KY4OP Mobile. I missed the net there, caught the end of it, but just finished up the Skywarn training out at the Fairfax Emergency Management Office, and got out a little bit too late for the net, but good to hear that it sounds like Oscar did the preamble there and did a check-in with no comment. Always good to hear him on the air, so just wanted to get on and say hello.
Very good, Nick. This is K1HTV. Yep, well, congrats on the taking that the course. That's good. We had talked basically about the Cold War Museum event, the K4V event, and I propose that we just have a schedule that people can fill in the slots that they want. All the slots are not going to be filled in. We're going to be operating from 80 through 10, I think, or maybe 40 through 10. Depends what the... There's no reason why we can't operate from 80 through 10.
November, Romeo, 3, November, connected to W4VA. Whiskey, 4, Victor, Foxtrot, Whiskey, disconnected.
KY4OP. Yeah, very good. Yeah, I got the notification yesterday that they weren't going to need the trailer out there, so a little disappointing with the weather not cooperating with that. I already had a pretty busy weekend, though, so it's a little nice to not have to worry about getting that out there and manning that, but Yeah, I will definitely be looking out for the schedule on that and get that out to the 4-H club so that we have some options there for those that were wanting to get on the air and do that, to be able to do that and run that K4V, I think, is what you said. That was a special event call sign. So, anyway, I'll go ahead and say 73, and I'll be monitoring here for a little bit. I'm on my drive back now from Fairfax County back out to Catlett. So, 73, and I'll be monitoring. KY4OP Mobile.
Hey, this is K1HTV. We'll have a safe drive home. And, it would be interesting to see what the weather turns out to be. Probably just wet. Hopefully no wind. Just rain and soaked ground. And not a fun time to set up an antenna or even operate. I think even if we could set up, the people coming there would have a problem walking to the venue and walking into the trailer, which is small, and we're into the deuce up the stairs in the rain. That wouldn't be good. So I think the board made a good decision to we'll postpone it, and maybe next year we can do it if there's interest in us doing an on-site special event. Take care, Nick. We'll see you again. And have a good week, a good weekend. KY4OP, this is K1HTV clear, and I'll be monitoring.
November, Romeo, 3, November, disconnected.
K1RA, K1HTV. K1RA, K1RA, K1HTV.